This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And drinks are free. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are fired up to kick off a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Yeah. I think one dude who would enjoy Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday is our guy Captain Bob from Kansas City. Bob Fesco joins us now. Bob, what's up, dude?
What's up, fellas? How are you? It's good to hear your voices again.
Yeah, man.
How you been?
We had a lot of fun out in New Orleans.
yeah, we sure did, man. I mean, except for the game, right?
So you can listen to Bob on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City, hosts Fesco in the morning. And we kind of all hit it off because we were all in that same Odyssey area at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. And Bob was wearing a captain's hat all week. Are you still wearing it?
You know what? I'm actually going out on the boat today for the first time this summer, and I will be sporting the captain's hat. You better believe it.
All right. Yeah, I love it, man.
Well, Bob, after that game, you could tell they needed to do some work on the offensive line. Have they addressed that?
You know, I think they have. I mean, they went out and got two options for left tackle, Josh Simmons being the latest addition from the draft out of Ohio State, who, you know, every draft insider, whether you believe him or not, says he would have been the first offensive lineman taken if he was healthy, but he ended up falling to the Chiefs because of his banged-up knee, and he's kind of kicking butt and taking names in OTAs from what everybody's saying, if you want to factor anything into that. So maybe he's on the fast track, and so I think they did go out there and address their needs along the offensive line. They've got some competition at guard now that's going to take place on the left side to replace Joe Tooney. They'll re-sign Trey Smith, get a deal done with him, and they'll go and kind of figure things out. And Andy Reid's always been good at figuring out the offensive line. It's just that Super Bowl game, they just got overexposed, and now they really need to make a push to fix that thing to protect Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, what was it like for Chiefs fans to kind of I mean, they kind of got dominated in that Super Bowl game. And yeah. I feel like Chiefs fans weren't ready for that outcome.
Kind of is the wrong word. There's no kind of. They got their ass kicked. you're right. Like, we're not used to that here in Kansas City, at least in the short term, right? You're used to going out there and winning. That game was over at halftime. Everybody knew it. And quite frankly, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I'd rather lose that way than, you know, lose on a heartbreaker field goal at the end or something like that that rips your heart out. At least the 24-0 at halftime, you could turn the page and start to focus on the next season. It made the grieving start a little bit earlier and getting over it a lot faster.
Dude, we had some people over for the Super Bowl, and everybody's got young kids, so everybody left at halftime. And
yeah.
I just went and started cleaning up. I just went and did the dishes. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I was like, this game is over. And, I came back to watch, but I missed some of the third quarter because I just knew how it was going to go down.
Yep.
Dude, Bob, I'm curious. We just looked at the numbers, and the Chiefs' offense, I mean, everybody has this vision in their head of Mahomes and Kelce and this explosive offense. Last year, they were pedestrian as hell. They're great on third down. They stay on the field, but how do they get explosive again?
Well, you get Rashee Rice back, right? I mean, that was a big loss for them. I think it was like either week three or week four against the Chargers, and Mahomes throws an interception. Rashee Rice is trying to make a tackle. Mahomes is trying to make a tackle. He takes out Rashee Rice, and you lose him for the whole game. Hollywood Brown comes back this year, right? We didn't have him at all last year.
Yeah.
Until maybe the last game of the season. So going into last year, 365 days ago, your top two wide receivers basically didn't play all year for you, and you still went 15-2 and went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, Xavier Worthy stepped up and did some obviously good things, but having Rice back and having Hollywood Brown back healthy, hopefully all season, I think those are two huge additions to what this team's going to try to do and just kind of talking with some people in the organization after the season ended and to where we are today. It's like, we're going back to bombs away, man. They're going to start airing it out. They're going to have a lot of fun this year. Travis Kelce's senior year, you know how it is. It's going to be like American Pie and everything like that. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch how these guys go out and what they want to do in their final year together as well.
Well, I was talking to JP earlier. I told him, I said, listen, when Pat didn't have to score all the points, the defense showed how good they can be. If you have this defense play the way it did this year, coming up, like they played last year, if they play the same and then the offense is now explosive again, could this be one of the better teams that Kansas City had?
Well, I think it's going to be Patrick Mahomes' second greatest year as a pro coming up, because he's never going to do 50 and 5,000 again unless we add that 18th game, right? And which is coming. We all know that sooner rather than later. But I think there's a lot, like, when Mahomes loses, he feels like they've done nothing. They've never accomplished anything. Everything that they've ever done doesn't matter. They lost that game. And losing that last game of the year is a big deal to Patrick Mahomes, because now everybody's talking about them being washed, the Eagles, the new dynasty, all this stuff, because they lost one football game. Patrick Mahomes keeps records of all of this and writes all this stuff down and uses it as fuel to the fire, which is brilliant, because when you're as good as Patrick Mahomes, not many people saying bad things about you. But when somebody does, man, he takes that to the next level.
We're talking with our friend Bob Fesco. You can listen to him on 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. Fesco in the mornings. Last year I thought it was very strange, especially for us in D.C., that Philly kind of became the team America was rooting for. I think people grew tired of the Chiefs. That's not the case for us, but
right.
How weird was that shift kind of in real time, where the Chiefs kind of weren't like the America, like a team that America rooted for anymore?
It was different, but it makes it even more different when it's the Chiefs. I grew up in North Jersey, you know, my entire life till I was 18 and came out to KU, and I hate the Eagles. I hate everything about Philadelphia. I can't believe anybody was embracing them as the America's team. But it is that Chiefs fatigue. And I think you guys in D.C. are that team this year, man. I think the Commanders are the team that everybody's fallen in love with and wants to be America's team. Is there anybody I'm more of a heater than the Commanders organization right now?
Nope. Not at all.
I mean, you change that name to something that people like, and man, if you talk about having a complete off season, it would be, I mean, dynamic what they've got going on there. So I think that's going to shift quickly away from Philadelphia, because people will see the behavior of the fans. They're deplorable. We all know that. And they'll start to say, all right, I'm tired of them. Washington had a great year last year. Dynamic quarterback, fun coach. Like, let's get this thing moving. But, yeah, it was kind of weird to see people go all of a sudden from loving Mahomes to, like, I want to see him lose. But it just goes to show you, the sports fan, right, in this country, we want something good for a brief period of time, but if it gets to be too much, out, and we want something new.
It's interesting you say that. So I think one of the biggest things, for better or worse, is Travis Kelce. And I don't think I'm saying much here, but Kelce was not great last season. I thought it was by far he underperformed. Does he seem fully committed at this point?
Yes, 100%. He's lost 25 pounds. He's in OTAs, you know, and at this stage of his career, you don't have to be there. And I think Patrick even said yesterday, he goes, if this is the last dance, it sure doesn't seem that way with Travis Kelce. So the fact that he came back in with his weight cut, 25 pounds, looking good, looking young. And look, I think Travis is going to be better this year, because you've got Rashee Rice and you've got Hollywood Brown coming back too, which is going to take all the pressure off of Travis Kelce. You're not going to be able to triple coverage that guy anymore, or even double cover that guy anymore, because that's going to leave somebody else open if you want to do that. So I think Travis can have a really nice year in his final season, most likely in the NFL.
Has he said he's going to hang it up this week? After this season?
This year.
Not officially, right? But I think everybody's kind of reading that writing on the wall. His contract is up after this season. Kind of like what you said, a little bit of a rough year last year. The Super Bowl obviously wasn't great for him or for anybody. So I think the writing is on the wall. I don't think anybody's officially said that. And if you still have the ability to play, never close that door. You know, as you guys know, you play as long as you possibly can. So I don't think he wants to close that door, but I think the feeling is it's probably going to be the last ride for Travis. We're kind of approaching it that way here in Kansas City.
Everybody's still intrigued and loving my man, our Big Red, Andy Reid, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think about the career in Philadelphia, obviously you being there with him, Brian. Like, it was like, it felt like it was probably time to go and mm-hmm. time for a new kind of outlook on life for both parties involved. And I don't know that we've ever seen in the NFL at this point in time a better marriage between Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
I mean, obviously Belichick and, you know, what went on in New England. But this, like, Andy Reid is Big Red. The Chiefs are red. Like, Dick Vermeil told him to come here because the hunts are great. He came here. Like, it's storybook, man. It really is. And to see this guy who got so close for so many years in Philadelphia not get over the top to come here and that cherry on top of what is the greatest coaching career in NFL history, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah,
he's a good dude, man.
He is a good dude.
And that's the other thing. Like, you can be proud rooting for this guy, you know?
Sure. What about Chris Jones? Where's his – I mean, that dude is just a dominant player.
I can't wait to watch him this year. They drafted two guys on the defensive line, which I think is going to take some pressure off of Chris Jones. They got younger. They got faster. They got bigger, you know, along the defensive line. And I think that's going to help Chris Jones. He's got a good supporting cast down there right now. Charles Amena, who's a good football player. George Karloftis, everybody knows.
Yeah.
He's kind of underrated. They've got a lot of good players on that defensive line.
For sure. They certainly do. And then, Bob, that AFC West is such a gauntlet, man. We are talking with our friend Bob Fesco from Kansas City 610 Sports Radio. You can listen to his show every morning. You can give him a follow at Bob Fesco, F-E-S-C-O-E. Bob's joining us via the Rood guest hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. The Chiefs have won that division, what, 9 years in a row?
9 straight.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 9 straight.
Do you feel like, I mean, the Chargers and the Broncos look good. Do you feel like this could be the year somebody else finally takes down KC in the division?
No. I don't mean to sound so flippant about that, but every year we hear about the Chargers, right? Every year the Chargers are going to be good, and then they're 9-7. Every year we hear, oh, this is somebody else's year, and the Chiefs just seemingly figure it out and know how to do it. Am I a little more scared than I've been in the last decade? Yeah. But am I worried they're not going to win the division? No, because you still have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and that trumps any quarterback combination with head coach in the NFL, let alone the AFC West.
Got a point there.
I mean, you really do, man.
Now, you think about it, though. The Chiefs' offense was not very good, was not great last year. They went 15-2.
15-2, and really 15-1. They didn't play the last game of the season, you know?
That's crazy. Did they keep Wentz as Mahomes' backup?
No, we got Gardner Minshew or Gardner Bean Shorts or whatever that guy's name is that's been around the block and drives the RV along the interstate. I love that guy, right? Perfect backup for Patrick Mahomes. So Minshew's in now, the former Raider, and, you know, he's here being the backup guy.
I kind of like him as a backup. I think.
I don't mind it. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, he's the right vibe, dude.
Right, as long as he doesn't have to play, I'm fine with it.
So, I mean, it seems like, what is the mindset out there? Is it Super Bowl or bust?
Yeah, it is. Look, as long as Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are at the top of their games, it has to be Super Bowl or bust for this organization, and they'll tell you that as well. You know, I know fans kind of roll their eyes when I say last year was a disappointment, but we start every year saying if they don't get to and win the Super Bowl, it's a disappointing season. And I always say that's not me saying that. That's them saying that. That's their mindset. Anything short of Lombardi is a failed year.
That's what they made there. That's what they made people to expect, the way that they play.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's exactly right.
You've been somewhere around
been
the Super Bowl for the last five,
in the
six,
last
years?
6 years or something? Four in the last six?
Yes, they've been to, gosh, it's so weird and I sound so spoiled saying it. Like, was that the first San Francisco Super Bowl or the second San Francisco
right.
Super Bowl? You know, like we're in that mindset. So 2020 was their first one. They went back, then they missed, then they went back three in a row. So whatever that is, five of the last seven.
That's crazy.
Damn,
that's success.
That's unbelievable.
Hey, Bob, last thing. We're talking with our friend Bob Fesco from KC 610 Sports Radio. You can give him a follow at Bob Fesco, F-E-S-C-O-E. Bob joining us via the Rood guest hotline. What's the deal with the stadium? Forgive me, I don't know enough, but I know there's talk of, like, moving out of Arrowhead. I don't know if it's downtown or somewhere else. How real is all that? I mean, Arrowhead's iconic. They're not actually going to move out of there, are they?
Yeah, they probably are. I mean, it's
really?
Time. You know, you guys know what it's like playing in a bad stadium in D.C.
Yeah.
It's an iconic stadium, but it's also 2025. And anymore in sports, when you're trying to make money, it's not really about those TV deals that much anymore, right? It's all about that local development around the stadiums
totally.
And
yeah.
Putting that dome up and getting the concerts and the Super Bowl and all of that kind of stuff. And look, Arrowhead's a great place. It has become an antiquated place. It doesn't generate the revenue either that these teams need to do. And you're at a point right now with Patrick Mahomes. Like, if you drive by our downtown airport, which is the secondary airport in town, doesn't have commercial flights, but it's like where the rich people fly in with their private jets.
Nice.
On any Sunday game day with Patrick Mahomes, there's 40 or 50 jets lined up out there, right? People are flying in from all over the country. I think when they said they had the last AFC championship game, not this past one, but the one before that, there were, I think, 800 combined takeoff and departures from the downtown airport of private planes. Now, that's obviously 400 different planes coming. So people are flying here to spend their money from all over the country to watch Patrick Mahomes. We don't have enough suites for that. Like, I think they're right now, their waiting list for suites is double from the amount of suites that they can offer. The premium stuff isn't there. And to keep these teams moving in the right direction, you got to have that 365-day-a-year way to generate revenue. And Arrowhead just doesn't do that right now. And, you know, the Royals are getting ready to move across the state line as well to the state of Kansas. I think the Chiefs are probably going to end up following. Not 100% sure on all that because Clark Hunt's father essentially built Arrowhead Stadium. And so it's like moving out of your childhood home. You know it's time, but that sentimental value is still there.
Yeah, but I think what you just said probably can, if any people in D.C. listening, they want to hear that. They need to hear that to see that what a new stadium can do for the area that has a stadium that's just antiquated right now.
That's exactly right. It creates a new area of entertainment for people. It's great for your residents, and it's great for the teams because that money that you make in your market at your stadium and your surrounding area, that's all your money to keep. And so you get that leg up when it comes time to having those signing bonuses and, you know, guaranteed money. You got to have that in your account to transfer to dudes. And the more money you can have in your account, the more opportunities you can have to sign your guys, or maybe you want to go out and get a free agent. So
you
just got to find ways to generate that revenue. The landscape of sports has changed so much.
Yeah.
I think fans are starting to realize how much of a business sports really is over the actual games that take place.
Bob, always appreciate talking with you,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate you, Bob.
Where do you go for the boat in KC? Forgive me for not knowing.
We got some lakes. It's just a little small lake right outside of town. My friend has a boat. We just, you know, run out there. It's called Perry Lake. And then, of course, there's Lake of the Ozarks, which, you know, everybody knows about that.
Sure.
And whatnot in Missouri. But, you know, this is a quick little day trip. You know, my friend's got nothing else to do, and he owns a boat. He's like, come on out on Friday at, like, noon. I'm like, okay.
Is this like a beer boat ride or some fishing?
Nice pontoon boat. Yeah, no fishing. Yeah. Drinks, cocktails.
There you go. Enjoy it, man.
Hopefully, have fun, man.
Hopefully,
where's the Super Bowl this year? San Francisco? Hopefully we see you there, dude.
Yeah, Santa Clara.
Well, it's out west, so we're out this year because we're not getting up at 3 a.m. to, you know.
That's true. Did we think about that, B? Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the time, man.
You got it, guys. Always fun to be on with you. Stay in touch, man.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Take care. Bob Fesco.
Can you imagine that? Have to get up that damn early?
That's early. I mean, I guess if we're out west, we're 7 to 11.
Yeah, but then I have the rest of the day. Remember that? Yeah, I guess we're golfing.
Remember Vegas, though? Those were some early mornings,
man. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Those were some early mornings.
There were some rough nights, too.
I simply say no to Landfill's next question. What is it? You'll find.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find out next. On a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday. B just said something to me that I think is pretty accurate. Yeah. I don't want your life, Landfill. It's funny. I was listening to Grant and Danny, but it was Danny and Toby yesterday, and Danny made a reference to Billy Bob, a tan, a freaking tan. Toby had no idea. Do you know what that reference is, B? You're not a big movie guy.
Nah.
Landfill, you know that, right? Jeff, you know that? A tan. A freaking tan. Why, Brian?
No idea.
You guys never saw Varsity Blues?
Never even heard of it.
You never heard of Varsity Blues?
I've heard of it, never seen it.
No.
Landfill, obviously. Allie Larder, Whipped Cream Bikini.
Great movie.
Honestly,
fantastic movie.
It's fantastic. Now, I even think Beamish would like it. And Beamish doesn't like many movies.
I don't like them because they take up too much of my time. I like doing stuff.
But like on a rainy day at 8 p.m. in the summer, there's no hoops going to be over soon. Like
a rainy day at 8 p.m. in the summer, I won't be in no damn movie. I want to be somewhere else with some excitement.
This movie has excitement.
Yeah, man, somebody else having fun.
You would like it. It's about football. Texas high school
football.
It's
a rainy day. You could be having your own fun, Jay.
All right. B's not going to watch it. Jeff, will you watch it? I think you'll like it.
If I remember it, I don't think I'm going to remember that movie.
All White Brian does is watch movies. Will you watch it, White Brian? You could watch it with Rose. You might wear your pink sweater the next day.
Maybe. I don't know.
Landfill, they're missing out.
I'm going to go home and watch it tonight.
I think at one point, y'all
got a lot of time on y'all hands. I don't have all the time.
At one point, I owned Varsity Blues. I think on VHS. You guys should go watch it. All right? That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Maybe. Paul Walker was in this movie.
Yo, yes. He's going to Florida State till he gets hurt. I don't want to give it away, but.
You can tell me the whole movie. I won't remember you said it.
I'm telling you, dog.
This movie was released in 99.
Yeah.
I was five.
We went and saw
it. I was listening to the Prince at the time.
We went and saw it in high school, and you could just hear beer cans rolling down the rows because we were getting wrecked watching it. It was awesome. But somebody brought a backpack full of Milwaukee's Best. Jeff, go ahead and read the plot to Varsity Blues for the people.
Milwaukee's Best.
It's awful.
God.
I mean, that is truly awful beer.
Yeah.
Jeff, go ahead and tell the people what it's about.
From what I'm seeing on IMDb, it just says a backup quarterback is chosen to lead a Texas football team to victory after the star quarterback is injured.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Well, they also have to overthrow the tyrannical coach. There's racism gets overcome. There's just smoking hot chicks all over the place.
They go see their teacher.
They're hot for teacher. You guys aren't going to watch it. The movie is, 26 years old? I think I can give some spoilers.
Great film.
They go to it. These dudes in Texas high school football live the life. They can go to any bar they want, even though they're 17. There's this dude named Tweeter that's has chicks for days.
Scott Kahn,
apparently. Johnny Moxon? Jeff, you never heard I Don't Want Your Life?
No.
Give it to me, Landfill.
I Don't Want Your Life.
They go to a strip club, and their biology teacher is stripping.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, this movie is a banger.
If I would have seen that when I was young, I'd be like, wow, the teacher. But now, having some friends that are teachers, I don't put it past them.
Yeah.
It's a lot you can learn.
I feel like teachers don't
get paid that much.
I was in high school at one point.
I feel like you would watch this movie and connect with it. Nah, I bet your high school career had probably, some of these
I'll
elements.
Watch it and be like, oh, I've done that. Been there, done that.
I encourage everyone to go watch Varsity Blues. I mean that in all senses. What's this dude? Is this dude calling about Varsity Blues?
It's not
Blues
that
stuff?
I wouldn't like the movie. I just don't like sitting still that long.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. But this goes quick.
You know, every time we break, I get up.
The football scenes are strong, too. AC/DC playing. Varsity Blues is a banger. It's a freaking tan.
It's a tan, Chris.
All right, Chris is calling about Varsity Blues. Chris, tell these guys how good of a movie Varsity Blues is.
Well, the movie's a tan. A tan. These guys, you have no idea how good that movie is. That was pop culture for me in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes.
Graduated in 2001. we were blazing bowls and watching that movie on the weekend,
yes.
Living the dream, guys.
Yes.
I'm telling you. So awesome.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you. It's a 10. Yep. Jeff, check line 2. Yep. Who knew? People are just calling in about Varsity Blues.
I just tell y'all, when you live the movie, it's kind of hard to be caring about the movie.
I'm telling you, B, you would enjoy it.
I lived the movie, Jeff. I mean, JP.
I mean, they were in high school. Yo, like, Varsity Blues and American Pie came out, I think, my senior
American
year of high
Pie,
school.
I've seen
so
that
this was
one.
A book first.
No. I saw American Pie.
Friday Night Lights was a book.
Varsity Blue. I'm looking at it right now. Say now a major motion picture from Paramount Pictures on and MTV Films.
Right, but there's a book about Varsity Blues, or it's loose. So Friday Night Lights is like a real dramatic movie. Varsity Blues is another entity, I would say. You find me the book on Varsity Blues. I don't know what
you're
to
reading
tell you.
It.
I'm getting tweets. Frank Nitty. Varsity Blues is a classic. Can I just take line 1 hot? I'm guaranteed this dude's calling in about Varsity Blues. How do we feel about this? All right, Mike.
Go for it.
Mike, is that you?
Hey.
What's up, Mike?
Talk about Varsity Blues.
Mike, yeah. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Mike, you're on the air. Don't say anything dumb.
JP, I want a second that we used to watch this before every high school football game.
Hell yeah.
Get pumped up, listen to Thunderstruck. And then after the game, slamming shotgun and beers.
Dude.
It was great.
Varsity Blues.
I don't want y'all alive.
Exactly, dude. Exactly.
I give it a 10. A 10.
All right. Thank you, dude.
I'm going to just take these other two dudes because I think everybody's talking about Varsity Blues. Jason, you are on the air. Don't say anything dumb. Are you calling about Varsity Blues?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey, that movie was banging.
Yeah.
And you got to watch that one, B. Mitch, and you got to watch American Pie back to
I've
back.
Seen American Pie.
American Pie. Dude, it's imagine American Pie, but it's Texas high school football instead of.
Your head would explode.
Those, like, the American Pie dudes, the one dude's an athlete, but the rest of them are kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
Like, these dudes are all just athletes living their
like
best
pie.
Life. And I'm telling you, it's a. I don't think you're going to watch it. I bet. Bria's closest to me in age. I bet Bria watched it.
Willie is closer to you in age.
I don't want your life.
Yes, play it again, Landville.
But I don't want your life.
It's Dawson from Dawson's Creek. Johnny Moxon, baby. See if you can get
your lifetime. But I don't want your life.
See if you can get Billy Bob.
Country.
Billy Bob. My guy, Tweeter is going through it, man. I'm telling you, Varsity Blues is an absolute classic. If you can get a freaking tan, although he may curse, I don't know. Billy Bob has a pet pig, B-Mitch. He calls him Bacon.
That's what he's going to become.
Drives a big-ass
he's
truck.
He's telling the pig his future.
He is.
He's going to be some damn bacon.
Tyler Turner just tweeted me, how is it not a prerequisite to anyone working on the B-Mitch and Finley program or any sports media station to not have watched every famous football movie, especially Varsity Blues.
This is the first football movie we talked about.
I've never heard of that movie at all. This is a first for me.
Jeff, roll an L, watch Varsity Blues. You're going to enjoy it. I promise. Like this is left hand up, a dead-ass guarantee. If you watch Varsity Blues, you're going to enjoy it. Now I will complain about the NCAA tournament next.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's First Inning Friday on FanDuel, where every week, FanDuel is hooking all customers up with a special offer you can use on early game MLB action. Put your baseball knowledge to the test from the very first swing with no runs and yes runs, first inning bets. Will anyone score in the first game in the game's first frame? Check each team's season stats right on the FanDuel app and make the call. Every First Inning Friday, you can expect a special reward like a profit boost, no sweat bet, or more. So make sure and come back every week to take another swing. How about Mackenzie Gore? In the first inning, striking out all three guys, just going through them, rolling them down. Just line them up, and I'm going to strike them all out. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian, America's number one sports book, and make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gambler.
Everybody checking us out? They scammed my cat.
Party rock is in the
Tweeter, do you think you'll like prison? Ronald Prendergast dropping lines, baby. All right, B. I don't want them to expand the NCAA tournament. I didn't want them to go to 68. Here's all else.
What? How long ago they went to 68, Jay? You wouldn't have even cared about no damn sports, did
No, they only did that like within the last 5 years or so.
68?
No, the 64. The
little four people?
Yeah.
The little four?
Yeah.
I didn't care about all that.
So what I don't like is all this is, it's a cash grab. I understand how the world works. It's about cash.
I mean, it's about money. They're going to make
well,
their money.
And as the NCAA is completely losing control of football, their only real revenue drivers is a basketball tournament. So they're just going to try to make it bigger. So I like, this isn't a lack of understanding of why they're doing it. It's about cash. But the little teams end up getting screwed. And the little teams are already getting screwed by the transfer portal and NIL. And what they do in that first four is they make four of the 16 seeds play each other. So they don't get, at least two of them don't get a shot at taking down a one seed. Which is something we've now seen happen with UMBC.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to screw the little teams even more if they go to 72 or 76, whatever it is.
These people have sat here and they watch every league expand. They watch the NFL. They watch, you know, basketball, NBA. And they are going to expand. The world is a copycat. Like we say, copycat lead, the world is copycat situations. If other people are doing it and making, why the hell are they not going to do it? They're going to do it. And let's be real. The world ain't fair.
Again, I'm not saying I don't understand why they're doing it. I just don't like it and don't want them to. Is there anybody that wants them to expand? I bet coaches do so they can say they got to a tournament.
Yeah.
Why, Brian, you're the biggest hoops head here. Do you want them to expand the tournament?
It depends. If it's to put in more mid-majors, yeah, but that's not what they're doing.
No chance it's for more mid-majors. It just, how many SEC teams got in last year?
Well, more mid-majors making more financially feasible.
How many SEC teams got in last year?
14.
And who got left out? Anybody that, like, of merit?
In the SEC?
Yeah. 13 is a lot.
Not really. South Carolina didn't make it.
Should they have? No.
No.
They sucked.
But what's going to happen is they'll get in now.
And they'll probably get their ass
14
kicked.
Of the 16 made it out of the SEC. You know what happens when you expand it? They all get in.
Okay.
The Big Ten got 11. That's going to be 13, 14. Like, this is not going to be more Belmonts and Bryants and Woffords. It's going to be, you know, Iowa State went 19-16 and gets into the tournament.
Because you know what Iowa State will do? Have more butts in the seat and more money overall. And that's what the end result is, dog.
I get that. I just don't like it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I think everywhere is trying to make more money. So what you want them to do, go put more mid-majors in it and you have nobody in the seats?
Dude, you watch those first-round games, nobody's in the seats anyway.
But they
it's about
it.
Television. You know what it's not about seats.
It ain't just television. It's sponsorships.
It's more inventory for them to sell. And yeah. Sponsorships, yeah, TV, yeah, all
that's
that.
What I'm saying. And sponsorship is going to go by teams that they feel have bigger backings and things like that. The people may not show up, but they are going to pay it based off of that. You've said it and other people said it. If they end up with Oklahoma City and in Indiana in the finals, the TV is not going to like it. You said it, right? It's the exact same thing when it comes down to this NCAA.
No, this is just about getting more games to sell ads for.
I understand. But you still want, even if you're selling more games, you want the better teams in it. Because you're saying about mid-majors, more mid-majors not getting into it. Well, I'm going to go with the teams with the bigger fan bases.
I understand why they're doing it. I understand the why. I just don't like it. Do you actually like it?
Bro, I really don't care. Because I understand that's what life is. See, when things are a certain way and it's going to happen that way, you realize it and you keep moving. You fight what's going to automatically happen anyway, that's a waste of time.
I just wonder if this is obviously a cash grab. I wonder, what was the one Fox put together?
You sound
in
like
Vegas?
Rooster right now. Rooster, what Rooster say about the NCAA, crown. NFL, the crown. What you sound like.
I wonder if this is a reaction to the crown, the NIT, like, it's just, they see, okay, there's these other tournaments people are watching. I think a lot of this is driven by gambling. Yep. And I'm not, there's zero lack of understanding. I understand the how and the why. I don't have to like it.
No, you don't have to like it. I told you about other stuff. It's going to happen.
Lanville, do you like that they're going to expand? You kind of hate college hoops anyway.
They hate everything.
I'm not a huge fan. I think that, you know, two 16 seeds have ever won a game in the tournament in like 40 years.
I think just one.
No, it happened twice.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, they were, yeah, okay.
You know, no.
I'm a firm no on it. I recognize it's going to happen, and the coaches like it. I just think the coaches like it because it's job security. We talk about the NFL as a self-preservation league. Every head coach in Division I basketball is also in the self-preservation
league. Oh, hell yeah.
And so they get to tell the boosters, hey, we made the tournament. Even if we're the 75th best team, yep, we made the tournament.
Exactly.
Maybe it's good for the sport that more kids will get that exposure.
More kids get an opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I think that's what we, when we start looking at college sports, as we begin to break things down, we never ever think about that aspect right there. In the long run, you have more kids having something to discuss when they leave college that they're very thrilled about. Or you can have leave it ideas and have people go and say, man, I was there 4 years and I thought we had a good team. We never made the damn tournament.
Who was like on the bubble that got left out last year? I remember everybody was yelling about Carolina. Carolina got in, won their first four game, and then got smoked in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana should have been in.
Indiana butts in the seats, man. Like, that's what the Hoosiers will do.
There you go.
I guess there's, you know what I'm excited about? I am just an optimist, B.
What's that?
Buzz Williams put together a hell of a roster at Maryland. Did you see Carolina and Georgetown just announced they're going to play a home and home?
UNC?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Boy,
that's cool.
Georgetown,
they get it together.
Dude, how was Georgetown's recruiting, White Brian? They get anybody?
Nothing of note.
That is not going great for my man over there.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Like, are they projected to be a turn? Like, how long does Cooley get to turn that thing around? This will be year three, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't know. There's some people with big cash over in Georgetown. Maybe they don't chip enough in. I don't know. But how did Villanova's recruiting end up? Is recruiting finally over now?
Almost over, yeah.
I think recruiting never stops these
days. A lot of kids are withdrawing
days.
From the draft, so this is kind of the last.
Yeah, I saw that. A couple guys went back to college.
The one kid, the Florida kid, did that. How did Villanova end up?
I don't know. I think they missed out on a lot of the Maryland kids, which they expected to get.
Of the two big ones, the DeMatha kid, I think, went to USC, and Gillespie went to Tennessee. So
as he left Maryland, right?
Yeah, they were I think Gillespie he's from Tennessee. I think he was going to Tennessee regardless. Like even if Willard had stayed, but I think he got $3 million is the number I heard.
Well, that's why he was going to Tennessee.
Sure.
I mean, if Willard had stayed and he had 3.4 here, he wouldn't have gone to Tennessee.
It's going to be a really interesting year in college hoops, man. Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 636-1067. He's an NFL legend that did a little bit of coaching this week. His name's Brian Mitchell. You get to ask him anything you want. Hit us up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.